Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime
would Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to Wisconsin this time. We're going to Wisconsin. There's a fascinating story that came out. Now think about this. 92%, they did a poll of 4,452 people in Wisconsin. 92% of them had eaten fish in the last 12 months. Well, duh. One of my favorite meals is a Friday fish fry. Cod, perch, potato pancakes or French fries. Getting hungry talking about it. Coleslaw, rye bread. It's excellent. Doesn't get any better than that. Everybody eats fish. But most people do not know what restrictions there are on how many fish you can eat from what body of water. And what this study showed was that if you're a fisherman and you catch the fish, you're usually pretty up on that. If you're up in the Chippewa flowage, you're in a lake in Dane County, you're up around Marinette, you know basically, or many of you do, many of us do, what kind of restrictions there are for your own health. What most people don't understand is that there are forever chemicals, PCBs, lead and mercury in our water now. Even if we stopped all discharges, that includes the Great Lakes, unfortunately. So let me throw this out, and let me throw this out, see how much of it you had known or taken in. If you eat Lake Michigan whitefish, and I love Lake Michigan whitefish, by the way. There's nothing like it. Good whitefish meal. Lake Michigan whitefish, trout, yellow perch. You like to eat those, and I do very much. You should only do it once a week. You shouldn't do it every day. Now, once a week is fine with me for a fish fry, but during the week, I might want whitefish or trout or yellow perch. They advise only once a week. Lake Michigan now, because of industrial discharge, has a sufficiently high level of forever chemicals, PCBs, lead, and mercury to make it advisable that you have it once a week. That doesn't mean you stop doing it. Listen, line up for the fish fries. Do it, but once a week. Lake Superior, the trout, once a month. Once a month. Some fish are more susceptible to having these chemicals ingested or just getting into them. You know, they're swimming through it, for Pete's sake. They ingest things through their scales. I mean, they're swimming in it. Now, most residents of Wisconsin, unless they're fishermen and have looked up the local advisories, are not going to be aware of it. If you buy it in the store, go into a grocery store, go to a restaurant, you have a beautiful fish dinner, you're going to eat it, and nobody likes it better than I do. However, what's to be done about this? Are we going to continue to pollute our lakes, streams, including Lake Michigan and Lake Superior? Are we going to continue to pollute it? Now, part of the problem is that we do not control Lake Michigan, Lake Superior. There's something like 62 million people that live adjacent somewhere to Lake Michigan, from Lake Superior, Erie, Ontario, Huron, all of them, all the Great Lakes. Great Lakes are 25% of the planet's fresh water. The planet, not the United States, not North America, the planet. We're very, very lucky, blessed, and fortunate to be so close to Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. But we are stewards, and we have an obligation to make sure they're not polluted further. I'd like to say that they're not polluted. They already have been polluted. One thing is forever chemicals. Those are carcinogenic. Those are the ones that give cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer, a lot of cancers. There are areas in the state now where you can't drink well water, up in Marinette, up in that area. Frankly, in Kewaunee, because of the CAFOs, the concentrated animal feeding operations, the same thing, they're drinking bottled water. But there are forever chemicals in the water in Eau Claire and Wausau and La Crosse and Madison, Dane County in general, Milwaukee. I said Marinette before, Rhinelander. Basically, it's all around, and they found forever chemicals in the livers of deer. I'm not talking about chronic wasting disease. I'm talking about cancerous carcinogenic chemicals in the livers of deer. If you're a deer hunter, like to hunt, you also like venison. You like to eat what you hunt. And you think you vote Republican, you are standing by to see the deer herd in this state get poisoned and our water get poisoned. And it happens incrementally. Just like I've said before that fascism creeps in on little cats' feet, pollution creeps in on little cats' feet. One discharge at a time. One discharge at a time. And it's happening. There are ways around it. The federal government right now doesn't set standards for forever chemicals. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because of Trump. Right now, the EPA under Biden has been told to put it together, and obviously they're in process of doing that. But our DNR came up with a recommended advisory. At least do something. At least do something. It's blocked by Fred Prehn. Remember him? The DNR board? Fred Prehn is not legitimately serving. Connor, can you answer the phone? We have somebody on the line. Fred Prehn is not legitimately serving. What he's done is he's held over, and Republican judges have told him that he can stay. He's blocking it, and then Voss is blocking it. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Two things. First of all, there was an article that the state of Maine, has PFAS, or I'll just call them forever chemicals. They're also spread on fields from wastewater management plants. Now, up there, they have them. It's in everything, Matt. The deer, the fish, even in the food we grow. So this is one big problem, and I guess they're going to look into it up in Maine to try to figure out how to stop this. But this state has nothing. And once it gets in the food chain, I mean, they found, my understanding there is they found it in raccoons and everything else. The real troubling thing here, and I hope I have my facts right, that it is in the food chain somewhere along the line, and that's what the animals eat and drink. So it is a bad thing. And the GOP don't seem to, I don't know, they just kind of go, oh, whatever. Well, it's very dangerous. And my last point today, it's a bad deal. Wisconsin, we're a tourist state, for goodness sakes. So my last thing is that for the people out there that think Ron Johnson is going to be easy to beat, he's not. He beat Feingold twice. So get out and vote in the primary, please. And I'm not going to, well, it doesn't do me any good to endorse a candidate, but I know who I'm going to vote for anyway. But just those two things this morning. And forever chemicals, that's a bad deal, Matt. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. As always, right on the money. And first of all, I want to emphasize one thing that Paul said. The primary for Senate is 3 weeks from today, 3 weeks, 21 days. Pay attention to it. Pick out a candidate. We have some very good candidates. There's a debate the other day. Pick one out. Whatever you pick out, the one that you think is most likely to beat Ron Johnson. I think he is going to be beaten. It's true that he beat Feingold twice. The first time was in just a red wave. That was in 2010. And that's when Scott Walker won and Republicans won around the board. The truth of the matter is that there are these tsunamis, these hurricanes that benefit both parties historically. For instance, 1994 was a Republican wave. 1958 was a Democratic wave. 2018 was a Democratic wave. And 2010 was a Republican wave and all that. The second time he beat Feingold, he was an incumbent. Feingold had been out of office for a while, and frankly, Russ spent a lot of time in California at Stanford lecturing and came back to the state a little later. And I'm not sure it gave the impression of real enthusiasm and zeal for the job. There's plenty of enthusiasm and zeal for the job now. And remember something, Ron Johnson spent July 4th, 4th of July, 2018 in Moscow, Russia, not in the United States, Moscow, Russia. He's the one who said that he trusted, he did not trust our FBI and CIA. He's the one who said that he had a right-wing nut on a panel, and the guy goes, if you get vaccinated, it may give you HIV. And instead of disavowing him, what Ron Johnson said was, quote, what you say may be true, but, what you say may be true, but don't do it so quickly, develop it, that kind of thing. So I think we can win. Paul, thanks a lot. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.